listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
Bonus hour, Miller and Moulton. Thanks so much for being with us. Hope you had a great 4th of July holiday weekend. And thanks for being with us on this first Tuesday in July. Miller and Moulton, the Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. Our poll question, if somebody close to you made it to the finals of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, would you be proud? Would you be, a little embarrassed for them? And right now, pride is what, 70-30?
76%.
Oh, my goodness.
76%. Wow. Gaining big time, David. Maybe persuading you even more. Got this text, David.
Uh-oh.
I'd be very proud to call someone my friend or relative if they were in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Now, if they only ate a few, I'd be embarrassed. You have to at least compete. 30 or more, or I don't know you. And he finishes with saying, competitive eating is a sport. It's on ESPN. It's an effing sport. NASCAR's nothing but Sunday driving.
It's the entertainment and sports programming network. I think this qualifies under entertainment. No? I mean, come on. Eating is a sport. It's an activity.
I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's really either. It's just eating.
I mean, that could be our poll question tomorrow.
It could be.
Is this a sport? No.
I mean, walking is an activity. Eating is something you do. It's a survival mechanism. You know, without it, you die.
That's not a sport.
No.
I mean, you could argue it's a necessity.
I don't even think it's worth the argument. It is a necessity.
So this person's cutoff is 30.
Yes.
If you make Nathan's, you've got to do 30.
Right. What,
Felipe, could you do me a favor? All right. Could you, for this final, could you look up the final results yesterday from the hot dog eating contest? All right.
Yeah, I got you.
Thanks. It's the bonus hour. I mean, who knows if he's going to stay between now and 10 o'clock. I mean, this is when we lose him. You know, I fully expect him to get up and go outside and, go on a food run.
But it's not a bad idea. I might be doing that after the show myself.
I have a quick confession. During Best Ofs, I'm here by myself playing Best Ofs, and the last segment is the 15-minute segment, the longest one. One time I played it, ran to my car, went to Chick-fil-A, came back with 30 seconds left.
It's gutsy.
It was gutsy, but I committed to it, and I did it.
I will say, nice job yesterday. Had a few people reach out to me, said they enjoyed our Best Of yesterday.
There you go.
So, good job by you.
Can't find the results. What the hell is this thing called? The Nathan's?
Well, okay, could you turn the microphone off and just take
it? Look.
It's the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest 2022 results. Just curious, besides, and you might even have to read an article. I know.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
So that's all. Just kind
41 got third place. I've already got it. To tell you how long it took, I've got it right here in front of me. Holy cow. Chestnut at 63, Jeffrey Esper at 47.5, James Webb was third with 41.
Oh, okay, so a guy was within 15.5. My bad. I gave bad information. I thought it was he won by 20. He only won by what, 15, 16.5, something like that?
Right.
He had 63, not 64.
Okay.
So 41, 40 gets you basically into the top three.
Wow.
Oh, my God. There was a women's bracket.
They're always...
No. Winner had 40. Runner-up had 26. Come on now. Come on now.
He really doesn't listen to the show. I've mentioned the woman who won the women's division.
Five times?
But did you mention the runner-up?
No.
No, that's not important.
But we mentioned the women's, and you
winner
just...
Winner at 40.
But what I'm saying is there's a gap in both men and women. Like, both brackets, there's
nobody
a huge gap.
Nobody cares about the women's division. You keep bringing up stuff nobody cares about. Another lesson for radio. Try to bring up things people are interested in because the audience you're trying to keep. Okay. Back to Felipe in a moment. All right. So 40 would have gotten me in the top three yesterday.
Yes. And you're convinced, without the shadow of a doubt, that you can get to 32 without batting an eye. Like you've
no doubt. No doubt. Mark.
This comes from going back to our first act when we were doing afternoons in this very studio. That there was it wasn't really a regional here, I don't think it was. Or yeah, I guess there was a region here to qualify. And two locals were going to try to qualify. And we brought them on. And David took the two of them down behind the building.
Yeah, I ate as many in 2 minutes as the two of them did combined.
Yes.
And that was after having a full lunch within an hour of the contest.
And I think of all the things in the full lunch that would have slowed you down more than anything, it was probably the big soda.
Yeah.
Not the cheese, not right. The double cheeseburgers. That soda takes up a lot of space.
Right. So, yeah, I'm convinced I can get the 32. But, you know, I don't know if that even gets you there, if you know what I mean.
No, I think 32 has a shot to get you to win a region. Now, it's going to be the West region from an old NCAA tournament, if you know what I mean.
Here's the other thing. If you make it, all right, making it is one thing. But don't you have to finish? Like, Felipe, what's the place that I would have to finish? They have 10 on stage, don't they?
Yes, I think so. 8 to 10.
Look, I think if you practice, you can.
Do I have to finish top 5, or is it embarrassing?
If you finish 6, I'd be like, David Moulton finished 6.
So that would be okay.
Yeah.
You?
David, I'm not even messing around here. You make it to New York, you've done something. It's like making the Olympics.
I mean, this is okay? The highest level.
I mean, come on. That guy that's the gymnast from wherever, who finishes 17th. There happens to be, where my daughter does gymnastics, there happens to be one of the coaches there, competed for France in the 90s. And we looked up what he did. He never medaled, but he finished like 15th or something like that in whatever his big event was. Do you know how good that is?
Yeah, but that's sports. That's athletic. I mean,
David, your best athletic days have long passed you by.
And actually, to say I had
best
athletic days, I think, is a stretch.
You could put that on your Twitter bio. People would be like, oh.
It's a fair point.
Would I have to change my Twitter handle?
No.
No.
No, no, no. It just starts off with, I took on Joey Chestnut
so
and lost.
I fought the law and the law won.
Right.
So just making it there would be good enough.
Yes.
Okay. I just no need to yell.
You're Maryland, Baltimore County here for crying out loud. Just get there, big fella.
So getting there is the 16 seed. Is that it?
And who knows? You get there as a 16. They've beaten a 1 before.
Am I going to have to do a live show that morning?
Fourth of July, we never work.
Okay, so I can have the day off.
You've got the day off.
All right.
I'll take a video. I'll post it on the
website. I'll be going live on Twitch for this one. I'll be doing my own broadcasting of this thing. Yep.
In 4K, Moulton eating hot dogs.
The only good thing about it is, you know, Mom lives in Jersey, so it would be, I'm assuming they pay for the transportation.
Would Mom be embarrassed or proud of you for getting in this?
Oh, I think she'd be embarrassed. Yeah. My mom has not responded during all this discussion. That's her way of going, yeah, right.
The wife would probably be embarrassed.
Horrified.
The daughter
would be proud as
so
could be.
So fired up.
Would let all of her friends know. Right. She'd probably have a watch party.
There's not a doubt in my mind. In fact, she might be my co-host on Twitch.
Yep. I could see her, you know, with a grandchild who would be about 17 months old at that point, going, that's your granddad.
Look at him go. Look at him go. She would. There's not a doubt in my mind that your daughter would think it was just fantastic.
Yeah.
She'd be the only one.
Yes. My wife would be horrified. Horrified. All right, would consider, I mean, she wouldn't leave me over it, but we may have to, she may need a few days. Like, I think I would have to stay in Jersey with my mom for the, you know, hey, I'm going up for the 4th to see mom.
Oh, what would your walk-up song be for eating?
Wait a minute. They have walk-up songs?
They've got to.
No.
You need a walk-up song. Like, it's an at-bat.
Springsteen's Everybody's Got a Hungry Heart.
Perfect. Then you got the crowd. You're going to be in New York. You start playing Bruce. They'd start singing it.
I was going to say, in Coney Island, the only maybe Billy Joel would be more popular. Maybe. That's about it.
But Hungry Heart, that was a crowd sing-along song at a Springsteen concert. That'd get everybody into it. Sure. You'd have the fans on your side, David.
Come on, everybody. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Come on now. Be on my side. Oh, yeah. All right, I'll look to see when the regionals are.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
That's the first step.
Nothing posted yet because I've already looked.
Well, you know what we should do? You could look up when the 2022 dates were and locations and all that. I mean, how far do I have to travel for this thing? I hope I don't have to leave the state.
I think with what we do for a living, we could probably get a regional in one of our markets.
Okay. All right. Think the Florida Sports Network would get behind this?
I'm going to make them. I'm making a phone call after the show. I now have a promotion. I don't know if there was going to be a year two, but now I've got a reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, year two's always, you know, TBD. Tell
got
you what.
Week one spreads, and I got Moulton in a hot dog eating contest. Well, been a hell of a Tuesday.
Just pondering it. It's just the fact that nobody's giving them a contest. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. Tell you what, though, they're going to have the camera on you when you eat. It's
only on Chestnut.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, unless you're doing something special, you're not getting a lot of airtime.
Good. That's good. Because I'm already feeling embarrassed, which is what I voted in the poll question. FloridaSportsNetwork.com. Miller, Moulton, thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
Past the hour, Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network. FloridaSportsNetwork.com. Thanks so much for being with us. People are wondering certain things that have happened since we last did a show. And in our Twitch chat room, I don't know what's being said on the text line, but it's like, hey, have you mentioned this? Hey, did you mention this? I've had multiple people go, hey, did you mention that 17-year-old kid set the new pole vaulting record?
No. Until now. Now we have.
No.
I hope everyone's happy.
Now, I will say we haven't spent a lot of time on Ryan McDonough. The Lightning approached him. He had a no-trade clause in his contract and 4 years left on it, and they apparently met with him last Wednesday and said, this is painful, but salary cap-wise, we'd like to trade you. And much to my surprise, I don't know about you, but McDonough agreed to it. I mean, he had the power here. He had a no-trade clause and 4 years left on a contract, and he loves living in Tampa. I mean, think of the 4.5 years he's been there. And he agreed to it, and they sent him to Nashville for a couple of parts and a free up. His salary was 6.75, and with what they got back, they probably freed up $5 million, which will likely allow him to keep Palat. I don't know who else. Maybe throw a little money Sergachev's way. But
well, I know they want to keep Nick Paul if they can keep him as well.
And they did, though. They signed him late last week.
Okay, that's right.
Right,
that's
as
right.
We were headed to the weekend.
That's, I mean, part of trading right. him is that money. Yep.
Seven-year deal, by the way, for Paul. He gets a little over three a year. 7 for $22 million was the contract he signed.
But I'm with you. You know, McDonough thinks a little more highly of Nashville than I think you and I do of where they're at.
Now, it is interesting. They have a terrific goalie who got hurt right before the playoffs. I mean, with the way he played this year, he was top five goalie in the league.
And they've got one of the two best defensemen in the league.
Five best. This year, he was one of the two best. He barely lost out on the Norris to Makar. But, yeah, Roman Josi's terrific. So they're now going to have in Nashville what they just had in Tampa, where they had Hedman and McDonough. They're going to have Josi and McDonough. And a terrific goalie. They don't have a lot of goal scoring, though. But yeah, who knows? Maybe they can find some. But so a couple of things that have taken place since we last did a show. Just throwing it out.
Also, the most important thing that's happened between our last show and now is David got a haircut. And during the haircut, the person cutting his hair said, whoops.
Correct. And brought the owner slash manager over. And she said, and I quote, oh, boy.
Now, the fact of the matter is, I think David's hair looks great. And it's not because I'm taking that side. If I thought it looked awful, I would tell him. I think he knows that by now. But there are two people who don't like the haircut. Your mother and Logic Man in our Twitch chat room, who says you look, reminds him of his middle school bus driver. So there are two that are on your side along with you. David thinks it's the third, one of the three worst haircuts of his life.
Yes, I hate it. And literally everybody else except for my mother has told me how much they love the haircut. Wife, who never even notices when I get a haircut, she noticed right away and told me how much she loved it. So that right there just set me off. Daughter told me how much younger it makes me look. You look trendy.
That's a good way of describing it. Trendy. Yes.
Unbelievable.
A trendy David Moulton.
Yeah. What an oxymoron that is.
It's something. Now, you're not much of a drinker. You never really have been. Out of the two of us, I imbibe more. So this story might be a little bit more to my liking. But there is a new drug on the market, a new pill on the market. It is a hangover prevention pill that breaks down alcohol. It went on sale today across the pond.
I thought it was called Taco Bell.
That's a damn good point right there, David. But this, after an hour, it can reduce your blood alcohol level by up to 70%. Apparently, it breaks down alcohol in your system for 12 hours. And it costs about $1 a pill. You need to take two pills an hour before you drink for maximum effect. And it basically says you will not have a hangover. That's cheap. I could make a mint on colleges just by myself.
Is that a 100% guarantee you won't have a hangover? Like, is there anything behind that, or are they just making that claim?
Yeah, are there side effects too? Like
side effects I have not seen, but they have done enough studies on this that has been released, and things get released in Europe a lot more easily than they get released here. But there's enough research behind it that it does break down the blood alcohol, and it does break down, because of it breaking down the alcohol, you won't have the hangover that you would, because it's the alcohol that caused that. So breaking it down in your system.
So you're still hammered, all right? You're just... They're taking the hangover away.
Well, no, because it said it cuts your blood alcohol level up to 70%.
Huh.
Also begs the question, what's the point then? I mean, after an hour, my blood alcohol level's down 70%. Why am I drinking that much? I mean, you could just drink less.
Right. Right. I'm actually worried about the effect that this could have. People now think that they can go out
and drink 65 beers.
And drink more than they have been, right? And then, oh, well, you know, now I can get behind the wheel of a car. I mean, you know.
Or people can just pony up and deal with the hangover.
I'm surprised, by the way, across the pond they would even partake in using the pill. I you know, they're... proud drinkers across the pond.
Right. You wouldn't take a pill. Like if I could offer you up, you take these two pills, you go out hard, you're not going to feel any effects. You wouldn't sign up for that for $2?
I'd rather recover with a nice meal.
I'd rather wake up without a hangover. I'm all for this.
I was going to say, Felipe, I'm going to throw this out there. While you're still doing this job, take the pills. Okay.
I mean, there's going to be some nights.
You get back on a regular shift at some point in your young life. You know, you and the nice meal. Okay, fine.
I will say, since doing mornings, and you know it because you're next to me every morning, I very rarely during the week because it's too damn hard.
Right.
And there's about once every 6 months that it just happens. And I walk in here crawling on one leg going, oh, no, how the heck are you going to hurt?
Had a couple last night, yep.
So
all right.
I'd love the idea of this. I'll keep you posted. There'll be a follow-up when they're available in the States.
Do you know one of our listeners went to Texas recently and found an 8-pack of
eight
Troy Aikman's beer, and heard the interview and this, that, and the other thing, and heard me specifically talking about it. So sent me half of the 8-pack.
And?
Going to drink it.
Oh, you haven't had it yet?
No, but I'm going to beginning tonight.
He only sent you half?
Yeah, he kept the other half for himself.
I like that it's an 8-pack. I'll go right there. I like that.
Makes sense. 8.
No, I know. You know.
Right.
I mean, should he, what was Emmett's number? 22.
Two.
Should he sell a 22-pack then, too?
Well, Emmett would probably want a piece, so, you know.
I mean, that maybe a Michael Irvin pack for the really big drinker,
Mike
right?
Mike was 88, yeah. Right.
I have an 8, a 22, and an 88-pack. Mm-hmm. I think that's really what that should be going on there.
Troy,
that's just me.
Troy 8-man? No? Okay, I'm done.
I was cleaning out the garage yesterday, found an NFL country CD. He recorded two songs, one with Toby Keith and one with Waylon Jennings.
I didn't know I knew he did the Toby Keith one. I didn't know he did one with Waylon.
Yeah, I guess it was Aikman, three of his teammates, and an assistant coach. And they did some Dallas Cowboys song. Yeah, it's on NFL country. I sent Joe and Troy a text yesterday and said, I am bringing this to the booth week 3 when we have Cowboys Giants.
Get that signed. That's fantastic.
So, Miller and Moulton. Good, bad, and ugly. What's on tap? Today was the day when. Some final thoughts. Thanks for spending this first Tuesday in July with us. Miller and Moulton, where else but the Florida Sports Network.
Thanks for listening. And now, more of Miller and Moulton on the Florida Sports Network.
Till the top of the hour. Miller and Moulton, Florida Sports Network, floridasportsnetwork.com. There are a couple of things that have already happened in the sports world today. By the way, Djokovic just lost the first set to this 20-year-old Italian quarterfinalist. What's his name? Sinner?
Yes.
And he was up 4-1.
4-1, and then Sinner got it going.
Took 6 of the last 7 games, won it 7-5. 4-1 was just one break, but still. Djokovic hasn't lost a match here in 5 years, so when he loses a set, it's a Nick Kyrgios, who's in the quarters, he is facing an assault charge from a former girlfriend. The alleged incident took place late last year. And Kyrgios said through a spokesperson that take this allegation very seriously. He has an August 2nd court date and not going to comment any further. So that's unusual. Someone who's in the quarterfinals of Wimbledon being charged with assaulting their girlfriend. And something that's never happened before, Mark, in the NHL. Happened this morning. Mike Greer, named general manager of San Jose Sharks. He just happens to be black. That's the first black general manager in league history. You and I both like Mike Greer. I mean, he had a nice, 10, 12-year career.
Right.
He's a power forward.
Good player.
Yeah. So the Sharks had narrowed it down to one of two former players, and they hired Greer.
And I think we're about done with the hiring in the NHL. I don't know what's left.
Well, does San Jose have a head coach? Or have we hired all the coaches also?
Maybe San Jose needs a coach because the carousel was about done.
Yeah, they fired the coach either Friday or Saturday. So that right. Whoever they were going to hire as GM could was going to have coach. A clean slate. So, and boy, it's been mostly retread city.
That's all it is.
Oh, I even think for the NHL, they went a little crazy on the retreads this year. I mean, it was laughable. Over half the vacancies have just been the shell game.
I mean, and Trotz doesn't take a job.
I know. How about that? But Maurice goes from Winnipeg to Florida. All right, Cassidy goes from Boston to Vegas. DeBoer goes from Vegas to Dallas. What's-his-face Bonus goes from Dallas to Winnipeg. It's unbelievable. And then they drag Tortorella
right,
out of the booth and give him the Flyers job. It was just an amazing recycling job by the NHL general managers this year. I mean, even for them. I'll give Yzerman a little credit. He at least gave the John Cooper's right-hand guy, one of them in Tampa, Lalonde, he gave him the Red Wings job. I mean, good for Stevie I.
Yeah, he hired a guy that he...
Well, he knows, right. but still, he at least given an assistant a shot. And you and I both know, they're not ready to win this year. They are going to be ready to win next year.
No, but they'll have to be better. He's got to make an improvement. He's got to do something to show everyone that he's competent.
Well, he's going to actually, in a year, going to have to spend a little money. Going to have to start acquiring some talent instead of just drafting it.
It's time for someone to take back this segment. If for no other reason than to stop David from talking about Meghan and Harry. Here's Mark Miller with Today Was the Day When.
Starting 1898. Lizzie Arlington becomes the first woman to play professional men's baseball. She pitches the ninth for Reading against Allentown, allows two hits and a walk, but preserves the 5-0 win. 1946, Sam Snead wins the British Open at St. Andrews, his only open title. Today in 54, Elvis steps into the studios in Memphis at Sam Phillips' place and record four songs, including That's All Right. Heard it was pretty good. 1968, Rod Laver wins Wimbledon in straight sets. It's the first time prize money is ever offered at Wimbledon.
68.
You got a trophy before then.
Right.
74, Chrissy wins her first Wimbledon. 75, Arthur Ashe beats Connors for the Wimbledon title. Also on that day, at the Nebworth Festival in England, Pink Floyd debuts their album Wish You Were Here. 1980, Borg beats McEnroe in the epic five-setter. 8-6 in the fifth for his fifth straight Wimbledon crown. 86, Martina wins her seventh. 87, Pat Cash wins his only Grand Slam, beating Ivan Lendl. Or Yvonne Lendl, however you want to say it. Probably the correct way would be the right way to do it. 87, also Mark McGwire becomes the first rookie to hit 30 home runs before the All-Star game as Oakland would beat Boston. Today in 89, the Seinfeld pilot debuts on NBC. So it was a summer run.
Well, it for the first 3 to 4, I mean, they were giving it all sorts of 4 episodes here, 7 here, this day, that day. I mean, it was... It's remarkable that it even got a full run.
It really is. It really is, because I've gone back and watched it. The first few aren't that good. I mean, it took the show a while to find its form. 92, Agassi wins his first of 8 Grand Slams, winning Wimbledon. Today in 94, Amazon was founded.
It was a shock, by the way, that Agassi won Wimbledon. Remember, he boycotted it early in his career, saying he was allergic to grass, which of course was BS. He basically didn't think he could compete at Wimbledon, and so Nick Bollettieri wouldn't enter him in Wimbledon. And then he beats Goran Ivanišević in a 5-set final.
97 at 16, Martina Hingis becomes the youngest Wimbledon winner in 110 years. In 98, Sampras retains his title, the fifth of his 7 Wimbledon crowns. 2003, Serena beats her sister to defend her title. 2008, Venus beats Serena to defend her title. And in 2009, Roger Federer wins his 15th, beating Andy Roddick. Those born today that are no longer with us, P.T. Barnum, John McKay, and James Burke. You would know him as Jimmy the Gent, the character from that the Goodfellas character was based upon. Those that are still with us, Robbie Robinson from the band is 79. Gary Matthews and Huey Lewis are 72. Goose Gossage is 71. James Lofton, 66. Eddie Falco from The Sopranos is 59. John LeClair is 53. Chris Gratton, 47. Megan Rapinoe, 37. And Ohtani celebrates his 28th birthday today in Florida.
In Miami, baby. That's a party.
Rapinoe's going to get the, I think, Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yes.
I think coming up.
And that is, today was the day when?
You've heard folks elsewhere mock, Florida is gonna Florida. Well, Mark Miller sees it differently. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. What you got, Mark?
Sure, that hangover cure could have been the good, but let's go to Morristown, Pennsylvania, or Morristown, Tennessee, rather, at the Walmart, where Lindsay Russell spent an entire lunch hour trying to get a tiny kitten out of the Pepsi machine. She couldn't do so. So she called the fire department. They came to the rescue and were able to get the cat from the Pepsi vending machine without harm. For the bad, we go to Pasco County, where parts of the county are quarantining after the discovery of the giant African land snail. Apparently in Pasco County, David, they have enough of these evasive giant African land snails that they are quarantining areas. It can cause meningitis if the parasites get to you that are inside of these things. So not only do we have those beetles last week, now we have giant African land snails, David. Finally, the ugly.
Seems like a problem.
It really does. A feud between neighbors has caused the death of a rooster. James Nix of Jacksonville spent 30 hours in jail following his arrest that left his neighbor's roosters dead. The reason he shot the rooster, he claims, was self-defense. I'm defending myself, you know. I was fearing for my safety, and the chicken died. He said he grabbed a nearby stick and accidentally hit the rooster, killing the man's beloved pet. Nick said, call it a lucky shot. And that, David, is the good, the bad, and the Kentucky Fried Ugly on today, July the 5th, 2022.
Finger looking good.
By the way, Djokovic was just broken early second set, and the future king and queen of England are in attendance. So Djokovic down a set and a break.
Did you all see what he did there? He was able to get the Royals
into the segment. They don't often attend matches at the Fortnite. I mean, it's not like they show up every year. So, for whatever reason, William and Kate had nothing to do on a Tuesday afternoon. They said, let's get dressed up and, head on over to the W there. Got a tweet, Mark, from Carl, who says that I'll have to join MLE, Major League Eating. It's sanctioned by the International Federation of Competitive Eating, and they've sanctioned the event since 97. Only entrants currently under contract by MLE can compete in the contest.
All right, we'll GoFundMe for whatever those entry fees are. We can get that done.
Well, I'm hoping they're not a lot. I mean, first off, you only get 10 grand for winning the contest.
You're not doing it for the money, David, for the prestige.
Really? Really? Prestige?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You call top that? Five eater. That's what you're trying for. Tampa's in Boston tonight, taking on the Red Sox, 7:10 start there. And as we mentioned,
sure, head on over, man. Go. I mean, 6:40 first pitch. You'll see one of the five best pitchers in baseball right now, Alcantara.
And Syndergaard's on the other side, so it should be a decent matchup.
Ohtani and Trout in the lineup. And if you can't make it tonight, Ohtani pitches tomorrow night. Also 6:40 start.
And Scherzer back on the bump today as the Mets take on the Reds, 6:40 start in Cincinnati for that one.
Yeah, he's been gone about 6 weeks. So there you have it. Mets and Braves trying to win games until they play one another. Coming up here in a series. Braves hosting the Cardinals once again.
Some red-hot teams getting some bad teams as well. Houston's just killing it right now. They've got Kansas City. Brewers, who are playing great baseball, they get the Cubs. Braves and Cardinals, pretty good series.
Astros have won 7 in a row. They're 25 games above 500, yet they're 5.5 games behind the Yankees for best record in the American League.
The Yankees, who are in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates.
Nice little interleague schedule for the best team in baseball right there. So
Sinner wins the first set. He is up a break in the second set on Djokovic.
He's won 9 of the last 11 games against a guy who hasn't lost a match here in 5 years. It's windy, and Djokovic is wrestling with himself. He's missing shots he doesn't normally miss, and he's trying to keep it together. And it ain't going so well.
No, it's not. He has that look of frustration right now. We'll see how this plays out at center court here as Djokovic down a set and down a break in the second set.
Mark, when you went, there was no roof.
No. I went in the 80s.
Yeah, that roof is relatively
new. Yes.
It's beautiful. I've said this a million times. God, that is so beautiful.
They paid for it themselves. They didn't ask for any tax dollars there. They just... You know, club's doing okay. They just reached into the funds and built that thing themselves. How were prices, by the way, when you went?
I honestly don't remember.
Because I've never heard anybody complain about the prices.
Really? I've heard that it's super expensive.
Well, just saying. Like, the U.S. Open is notoriously expensive. And any golf event that the PGA is associated with.
Right, the women's PGA that just happened, the prices were nearly as bad as the men's.
Right.
The $17 Michelob Ultra.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's just, never mind, you know, greens fees and all that. Worth paying attention to, speaking of golf, Poulter and a couple of others, one from Spain, one from South Africa, they want to stay against the DP World Tour to get in this week's Scottish Open. But this is still to be adjudicated, and the European Tour, DP World Tour, has not gone as far as the PGA Tour. They have not banned them from the European Tour, but they
fined them.
Yes, at which they're really honked about. I mean, think about it. They got fined $100,000 for playing in Portland. Or I think it was London.
Right.
And the Euros were like, hold on a second. Even the PGA Tour didn't find the guys on tour. They just said, you're done. I mean, really? We're getting fined $100,000 for playing? Are you serious? We weren't enrolled in your tournament.
And I started wondering how lawsuits were going to happen. Well, this is how they're going to happen if the PGA and the DP World Tour start acting out of the normal, what their normal procedures are. That's where the lawsuits are going to come from. And right now, well, one for one against as far as the DP World Tour is concerned.
And, you know, the LIV series has two things that they have to do here. They've got to get some access to the DP World Tour because you get World Golf ranking points.
Right.
And that's the other thing that they have to do. They've got to get their events, get World Golf ranking points.
Well, and they've got to find a way to get them on some sort of television because even this weekend, I'm not going to YouTube to find this stuff.
They had a nice field. They had a terrific field, and they had a terrific final round, and 13 people saw it.
But I know what two buttons I can press. It's 1 and 1, and it comes right on my television to watch the John Deere. Miller and Moulton, we thank you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on the Florida Sports Network.